This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Thousands of people are protesting on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. as part of the March on Washington commemoration. Civil rights advocates are highlighting the scourge of police and vigilante violence against Black Americans at a commemoration of the 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Thousands have crowded the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his historic I Have a Dream speech. Martin Luther King III told those gathered that they need to carry on the legacy of his father and the late Congressman John Lewis.
I ask you to pledge, as my father and John Lewis did, to get into good trouble and do it nonviolently. Remember that in the fight against injustice, nonviolence doesn't mean passive acceptance. It means peaceful resistance.
Satellite march events are planned in a handful of states, including South Carolina, Florida, and Nevada. A judge has postponed a decision on whether a 17-year-old should be returned to Wisconsin to face charges in the killing of two people on the streets of Kenosha during unrest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake. The Illinois judge granted Kyle Rittenhouse's request to delay the extradition hearing to September 25th during a brief hearing Friday that was streamed online. Rittenhouse, a white teen who was armed with a semi-automatic rifle as he walked Kenosha's streets with other armed civilians during this week's protests, could face a mandatory life sentence if convicted of first-degree intentional homicide. Jacob Blake's shooting left him paralyzed and was caught on cell phone video. It sparked several nights of protests in Kenosha, making it the latest focal point in a reckoning over policing and racial injustice that has gripped the country. This is VOA News. Japan's longest-serving Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said on Friday he was resigning because of poor health, ending a stint at the helm of the world's third-largest economy. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Japanese leader Shinzo Abe resigned on Friday over health issues that have grown worse. Abe is Japan's longest-serving prime minister and has for years battled ulcerative colitis, an inflammatory bowel disease. Two recent hospital visits within a week sparked speculation as to whether he could stay in his job as prime minister until September next year, when his term as leader of the Liberal Democracy Party ends. This is actually Abe's second term as prime minister. He resigned in 2007, citing health reasons, and after a year of scandals, then he returned in 2012. Abe's recently seen his support fall to one of the lowest levels of his nearly 8 years in office, under fire for his handling of the novel coronavirus pandemic and more scandals among party members. Abe's resignation will trigger a leadership race in the party, the winner of which must be formally elected in parliament.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden used twists on the same metaphor in describing their visions of America and in attacking each other in their convention speeches. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In Delaware last week and last night at the White House,
the current president has cloaked American darkness for much too long.
America is the torch that enlightens the entire world.
I'll be an ally of the light.
But when it comes to his agenda, Biden wants to keep us completely in the dark.
The president says the most dangerous part of that agenda is attacking public safety.
No one will be safe in Biden's America.
Citing violence in many cities. Biden later tweeted, every example the president decried has happened on his own watch. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
German doctors treating Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny for a suspected poisoning said Friday the dissident is still in an induced coma, but his condition is stable and his symptoms are improving. Navalny, a politician and corruption investigator who is one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's fiercest critics, fell ill on a flight back to Moscow from Siberia about a week ago. Last week, he was transferred to the Charité Hospital in Berlin, where doctors found indications of cholinesterase inhibitors in his system. Found in some drugs, pesticides, and chemical nerve agents, cholinesterase inhibitors block the breakdown of a key chemical body that transmits signals between nerve cells. The 44-year-old Navalny is being treated with the antidote atropine. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. We'll be right back.